Shalom, this is Rabbi Yaakov from Yisrael Pasei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Tonight's Daf is Maseches Brachos Daf Nun. And the topic is food fights. When is it allowed? When is it not? All remember experiences being in school or being in camp and watching somebody pick up some food and throw it across the dining room, and all of a sudden everybody screams out food fight, and the whole mad thing of people throwing from each other, and inevitably one group is always blamed, the other ones have to sit and clean up after everybody. But the question is, what is the halachic issue in terms of throwing food? Meaning, obviously we have a concept that we're not supposed to mevaza or throw food around. It's definitely something that falls into the category of baltashkes. But what are the different gedarim, and is it sometimes allowed to throw food or not? So let's look through the Gemara, and then we'll do a smaller analysis of the Rishonim. The Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan, that we have a braisa that says, Arba devarim nemru bepas. There are four things that were spoken about regarding bread. Emanichin basar chayal apas. Number one, you can't put raw meat on bread because it's going to ruin it. Ve'imavirin kos mali al apas. You can't pass a full cup of wine over bread because it's going to spill and damage it. Ve'in zarkin as apas. Normally you throw it. Ve'in somkum as akar apas. Normally you hold up a plate or support a plate with bread. The Gemara gives a story now. Memar Marzutra Ravashi Karchu Rifta Bahadi Hadade. They ate bread together. Aisul Kamayu Tamri Verimoni. And they brought also in front of them figs and pomegranate, dates and pomegranates. Shokal Marzutra Pisak Kamayu Ravashi Dastana. And Marzutra took a little piece and he threw it to Ravashi. So Armalilo Savalar Marhaladasani in Zarkinus Oakland. So Ravashi asked back, Don't you know the price, which says you know how to throw food? So he answered, Hahiba Pastanya. That has to do with bread. Bread is usher. Other foods are mutter. So then they ask back that Tanya, but it says in the price to Kishem Sha'in Zarkinasa Pas, Kach Ain Zarkinasa Oklin. Just like you're not allowed to throw food bread, you're not allowed to throw food also. So Amar Lei Vatanya, but he brought back with another price. Afbisha Zarkinasa Pas. In Aval Zarkinus Oakland, you might not be allowed to throw pas, but you're allowed to throw other food. So we have a contradicting prices and different accounts. So what does the Gemara do with all this? So the Gemara says, Elo Kasha, we have no problem. Huh? Where do we say it's usher when it comes to other foods? Bimidi de mimis, something that's going to become disgusting. Huh? The one that says you're not allowed to, that you're allowed to throw is bimidi lo mimis, something that's not going to become disgusting. And we have another brisa, Tana Rabbanon. Mamshich and Yain between Neros if they cuss in the Kala. We're allowed to pour wine through the spouts before a cuss in the Kala. It's a Simen Bracha. And something we're familiar with, or sort of familiar with, is Arkin of Name Klaus Fegos and Bibmosa Chama. You're allowed to throw nuts and roasted kernels of grain. Excuse me, before a cuss in the Kala celebrate. We don't throw nuts and grain, we throw candy, hopefully soft candy. And Aval Bilo Bibmosa Gisham, we can't do it during the rainy season. The rainy season, of course, is because, as we're going to see, is because it gets muddy and it can get all disgusting. Okay, so from this Gemara, we can make the following conclusions. Number one is not allowed to throw pas at all, because that's what it sounds like. Number two, when it comes to other foods, it depends. If it's something that will become mos, or disgusting when it hits the ground, it's going to be usser. If not, it will become mos, then it will be mutter. And Rashi brings down examples, and Rashi says, Midi de mimis. What are things that are examples of things that are going to get disgusting? It says, Shenismayich bezrikaso. It gets crushed with your throwing. Kigon. Te'enim shebishlu kol sarkum. Like fully ripe figs. Vitutim and strawberries. What is delo mimis? What are things that are not going to become disgusting? We see rimon, ve'egos, a pomegranate seed, and a nut, v'choldavar kasha, and something which is... And something which is also hard. And this, in fact, Tosfos understands our Gemara. Tosfos says in the Dibur Hamas, Vein Zorkin Asa Oakland, says, Vein Zorkin Asa Pas, Afilo lo Mimis. You're not allowed to throw bread even if it's not going to be disgusting. Vechein Shar Oakland Osir Lizrok. You're not allowed to throw other foods, but Midi de Mimis and something that's going to become disgusting. However, Tosfos does go a step further in defining what Mios is according to Mios is. As opposed to what Rashi says. We just said before, according to Rashi, what is the idea? Rashi says the idea of midi de mimis is nismayach bezrikas, so it gets crushed when you throw it, like figs and berries and such like that. Tosos, however, writes the following when it comes to the Gemara we just quoted above about throwing egozim and klayos at a chasim and kala. Tosos writes,
Even though when you throw nuts, obviously we're talking about nuts in the shell, it's not going to become disgusting. When they fall and they touch the mud, they do become ma'os. They do become disgusting. So it seems like Tosfos is arguing with Rashi. As the reason we said Rashi, the reason why Rashi said you can't throw foods and stuff like that, and he says the idea of ma'os, the idea of ma'os is because it's nothing that's soft. If it's hard, it's not going to be a problem. So what is the issue made between Rashi and Tosfos? What are they arguing on? So perhaps we can say the following suggestion. It seems that one can say it's based on the question, how do we understand the definition of meat as something disgusting? Does it mean that it applies to the food itself, rendering it inedible? Or do we apply it even to the appearance, and meat would render it even undesirable? What do you mean? If you go ahead and take a walnut and throw it in the mud, could you, in theory, crack the walnut and eat the inside? Is there going to be anything that's going to happen to the walnut that's going to affect the food inside? The answer, of course, is no. But would you want to necessarily eat a bloody walnut? The answer, of course, is no. So the question is, again, what is that point of no return when it comes to meals? Is it the fact that it becomes inedible? And that's what Rashi would say. And that's why Rashi could say, as long as it's something which is hard, protected by its shell, you can throw it. And we're not necessarily putting that restriction in terms of a nut that falls on the ground or in the mud. Or is it what Tosfos is going to be saying? It's got to do with the appearance also. And if it's undesirable, and you're like, if I throw it, it's going to look gross, then I'm not going to do that. And that's why we see over here that Tosfos would hold that there's an avera to throw nuts that might end up in the mud. But Rashi is not as concerned as the mice, so one can take off the shell, and the nut inside will be edible. Now, getting back to Tosfos and regarding the throwing of pas, we said above that according to Tosfos, it makes no difference if the pas is going to become ma'os or not. Why is this so? So the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph explains Tosfos' reasoning with the following words. The Beis Yosef says, V'keman de'asr lizrok es ha'pas. Since it says that we are forbidden to throw bread, mashmitz understood, da'filu bezorko al gabi makom naki. Even if you're going to be throwing it on a clean place, asr, it is still forbidden. Why? Shevitnei chashibas ha'pas, asr lizarko, that because the bread is a very important food, you're not allowed to throw it. Afal pisha eno nimas klal. Even if it's not going to get disgusting. And what's the reason? It's a pas in the kavod of the bread. We know that bread is the ultimate food as far as seuda is concerned. That any halachic seuda that we have is always set on bread. Bread's got its own special bracha. That's something which is side. So Tosu says it's a problem in the kavod of bread. And that's why even if you throw the bread, throw the pas, and it's not going to become ma'os, nonetheless, you're still not going to go ahead and do it there. The Rashi brings up Rav Haigon, who has a different understanding of the Gemara. And Rav Haigon writes, V'cheinir der midivrei Rav Haigon, V'chasav, ein zorkin es hapas v'lo shar ochlin demimisi. You're not allowed to throw bread or any other type of food that becomes disgusting. Aval de lo mimisi zorkin. But if it's not going to be disgusting, you're allowed to throw it. The af rabbeinu alfasi kasav kain, even the Rif Rokas too. So you see that there's a machlokes over here between Rav Haigon and Tosfos. The Beis Yosef is actually medayik and says that within Rashi, we would also be noted to hold like the second opinion as well. And where do we see this? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says on the word lo glus ka'os, why would say that you're not to throw, okay, right? You're not to throw glus ka'os, one of the types of cakes and stuff like that. And Rashi says, shari af bimos hachama heim nim asim b'shrikasa. Even in the summer, that shita out there. And the question is, what is the machlokas over there? So perhaps you can suggest that the machlokas is how do we define the isser of throwing pas? So the shita of Haigon would simply say the isser of a throwing pas is that we're damaging food. And because you're going ahead and damaging food, you're not allowed to throw it. Pas might be a little bit more sensitive than other foods because it can get ruined a little bit easier. But if you clearly have a situation where it's not going to be most, then there's not going to be an issue in terms of throwing it. Tosfos might be saying that they're really too dilim in throwing bread. That bread, pas, is number one, has the aspect of being a food, but also, it also has an initial addition, frikos of chashivas. Meaning, do we say the isser is because we are damaging food? Or is there also a lack of kavod for the food as well? According to Tosos, because pas is such a kosher food, it has that other aspect of lack of kavod. So while when it comes to other foods, we say that as long as there's no possibility of mias, we're allowed to go ahead and throw it. According to Tosfos, since there is that concept of kavod when it comes to pas, even if there's not going to be mias, even if there's not going to be an issue of mias, we still would not be allowed to throw it. Now, an interesting application is the son of the Ksav Sofer writes that the Ksav Sofer's custom was to toss the piece of challah from Hamotzi to the guests who were attending the meal at his house. The reason why he was able to do it was that the bread upon which we recite Hamotzi is compared to the Evarim, or the Karbanos, which are brought on the Mizbeach. And the mitzvah was that these Evarim were to be tossed in the fire of the Mizbeach. So the question is, this minhag that generates from the family of the Chassam Sofer, who would he be following? So simply, it's very easy to say that, oh, it could be following like this Rashi, according to the Beis Yosef and the Rav Haigon approach, that as long as there's not going to be Nios, you can go ahead and throw pas, that would be fine. Because again, what are we going to say? Pas is like regular food. As long as there's nothing that's going to be maos, then there shouldn't be an issue. When you're throwing the little pieces of challah to the people at the Shabbos to Suda, so then it's not going to become maos. Nothing's going to happen to it. It's not going to fall on the floor, hopefully. It's not going to fall to the chicken soup. There's nothing there. So that should be okay. But also, one could suggest that maybe, even within the Shita of Tosos, there wouldn't be an issue with throwing the challah. And why is that? So, we could suggest the following. Again, Toso says that there's a certain issue of kavod when it comes to pas also. So let's think for a second. Maybe we can make the following chiluk. If you're throwing the pas because you want to throw it, okay, that's a lack of kavod. It might not get damaged, but you're not showing respect to the food. But if you're throwing the pas because you want to show it's compared to the food on the Mizbeach, what greater kavod is that? And that's perhaps, we can say that even according to the Chassam Sofer, he could even fall within the Shita of Tosfos, but still allow it for Hamotzi. Lameisa, we don't follow this practice, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, "In Zarkin as a pas, Mavur b'Beis Yosef, Ashar Poskim, the Shar Pas Chashiv Atfei, the Pas Chashiv Atfei, Pas is more important, Mishar Oakland, Ubedidei Asur Afilu Imunimas Haidei Azrika. And within it, it's Asur, even if it's not going to become disgusting through the throwing it, like throwing it on a clean place. It's disgusting for bread." There's one more interesting question brought down by Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein wants to know, was asked, what about in terms of making projects of food? Now, he had a thing over in terms of making, like, you know, we would go ahead, he spoke about beans, but we always thought these things were macaroni, where you take macaroni and glue it on, or you take beans and glue it on to a picture and make a whole entire thing there. So is this allowed or not? So, the question is, it depends. Rav Zilberstein writes the following, and I'll read it. If you use glue, such as it's made from flour and water, that doesn't make it officially disgusting. Mutter. If you use like a rubber cement or a hot glue gun, and it's made out of plastic, that for sure. But ufin kaze, yumasu me'achila aser. You're not allowed to use pas for something that's going to be disgusting. And this is the same thing also. And interestingly enough, also writes, you can't make a seal from a potato. So the one thing that Zilberstein does say, that if this is food that's going to be thrown out, or this is food that's kind of spoiled, or not, well, spoiled, not rotten, stuff like that, but if this food, if you have to be using food for a project that is omeid la'achila, I mean, he gave the idea, she'u'it negua bitolayim, if you have a bag of beans that's infested with bugs, now again, there might be another issue in terms of the health department closing down your playgroup or something like that. But as far as the ochel is concerned, if it's something which is inherently maos already and not fit for eating, that would be okay. But again, just to conclude, what do we have over here? We established that when it comes to other foods, the barometer is it going to become disgusting or not? What is Ma'os, possibility, Machlokas, what is Ma'os, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosos? The way we want to explain it possibly is, whether it's inedible or just undesirable to eat. The nafka mina, of course, being you throw a nut in the mud with the shell on it. And the Machlokas about whether there's a heter to throw pas when it's not going to become Ma'os, sort of Haigon saying yes, Tosos saying no, Tosos saying that there's an additional kavod aspect to pas as well. And you have the Shaila with the Chassam Sofer throwing the bread around, or the Shevet Sofer, and his Mishpacha throwing the bread around. And again, do we fit this into just the Rav Haigon Shita, or can we even say it's people within Tosos? Because being Medam et to the Mizbeach is not a thing of Bizanyon. And then we have the question asked Rav Zilberstein, where he paskin that you should really not be using food to make an art project in school. Have a wonderful day, Kol Tov.